You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Peter.
I heard you. I just thought I'd say hello. I'm still getting dressed, so I take it you're in or out.
Yeah, I'm taking a long road over that side of town here. Could be a while.
Well, you're on the official channel of the Breakfast Club.
I mean the official network. There's multiple channels.
I stand corrected. You are right. It is a network.
Yeah, I'm on my repeater right now, which has a range of about 5 miles. can't wait to get that relocated.
I heard somebody came in the mic. All right, very good. I'll be in the car in about 5, maybe 10 at the most. I'll call you then. Of course, I only have about a 5-minute drive as well, so a little bit better. Be safe. I'm sure the other guests will start popping up here shortly. KPR, WAB.
All right, see you shortly, KPR. Is that you, Donald? It's very noisy. RCY. Well, Donald, you're quite noisy. Try again.
Good morning, Phil. Is this any better?
Yeah, you're copyable.
Okay, well, I beat everybody here because Wally and Tim aren't here yet. But I only had to come from the Baltimore Chesterfield area. And I didn't know exactly where this place was, and it was easier to find than I thought. So, all right, we'll see you when you get up here. I'm on the, well, we're probably the north side of the place, far side as you're coming up Main Street. See you when you get here. W8RCY.
All right, sounds good. You and the Ward, I guess, Wally was just down. He's just getting dressed, so. Sounds good. See you there. Okay, Peter. Where are you at, Philip? 75 and 59.
Did you say 75 and 59? My GPS yapped at me right when you said whatever it was before 59.
Yes, sir. Just heading out of Pontiac.
Roger, Badger. I'm a little ahead of you.
Well, slow down.
Have you seen Wally's date? Or have you just heard about it?
No, I haven't, and I'm not sure I want to.
I'm not sure if he's bringing it, but, yeah, you should check that thing out. I'll tell you what, they've got form factor down. So for what they give up, you know, that one little bugaboo, that switching between digital modes, they got everything else in spades. Back here, Delta. QDFU.
I knew when I said that was coming. Good morning, everybody. I am bringing the tape radio. I'm bringing the work car. And the work wife. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I would like to see it. Definitely a cool thing. Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to have that. I mean, I'm not sure it's a deal killer, but... I mean, my thought is, I was mentioning, is maybe just getting, you know, CS800 in here. That way I have both B25 and GMR running simultaneously, two radios, but who knows what I'm going to do. But I see a Dayton will make a lot. I'll make my decision. Go ahead, Sean.
If you wanted to go multiple radios, you know, smart move would be a P25 VHF and a V BMR-UHF. And, you know, because TJ's machine is a beast, for P25. So that would be a way one could go. Wally?
Yeah, Sean said TJ's machine is a beast. Works real, real well. That's what I was running around with for a while, was both. And, yeah, you can hit his anywhere, and he's got multiple receive antennas, I think three that I know of, so it does quite well. So that it is fun, and then he's got a 900, which that's kind of a plus for this radio. It wouldn't mean anything to Phil because you know it only covers Macomb County, and it does Macomb County really well, but it only covers Macomb County. So, but yeah, it's kind of fun. But yeah, they say they're going to have that hiccup fixed. I don't know. You know, everybody in the radio world does a lot of things, and things just never seem to happen. Although they have not pushed out a new firmware or software programming for the state in quite some time. So maybe they are working on it or trying to perfect it. And the sales rep told me that they were trying to satisfy some need for the state so they could get the final approval for that. So I think that might be another holdup on their part, too. So... I don't know. Can a Kenwood guy go ahead and put a Tate radio in his car?
I'll put whatever that will work. So, yeah, I don't know. Does the P25 have good VHF coverage in my area? Pontiac, you know, area? That would be my question. And then I'd have to, you know, get on the radio for that. I'm not sure I want to do that. Sean?
Well, I was just offering it up as kind of, you know, if you're going to go the two radio route, you kind of want to cover both your modes and both your protocols and both your bands. That might be a way to go. I don't know for sure if... I mean, I'm guessing he probably covers pretty well in the Pontiac. Probably be a coin flip.
Phil, I got like three or four VHF only tapes. If you want, I'll let you play with one. I'll program it up and give it to you, or I'll program it up and give you the programming software and the cable. They're real easy to program. And you can play around with it for a while and see if you do have coverage.
That's handheld, right?
Mobile.
Oh, maybe. I'm not quite sure how I set it up, but yeah. If you're willing to do that, I'll try it out.
Connected.
Yeah, and I got a couple to touch on real quick. I got a couple handhelds too. Go ahead, Sean.
Now you guys are talking about something, so no need to throw me in there. But, yep, there you go. You can give it a try and see how it works for you. If it does, then that's an option to get you the multi-protocol dual band situation. If you're going to run two, right? So I've been thinking about my options.
Billy, can also
the only thing is I want to have at least one radio that I can program.
That I can do, like I said, front panel programming
or VFO.
Cable up,
memory recall,
not a problem. Or remote.
Anything I want.
If
I'm in the area or whatever, so I don't
want to
lock myself into two.
Commercial
radios are either very difficult to do that with or
so my
not
guess
at all.
Is some big entity had one of them that went someplace else or upgraded or something like that, but they're all over the place, and I'll give you a good deal on one if you like it. If not, that's fine, too. I mean, I think I got probably the cables are more money than the darn radios. Good, Bill.
I'm sorry to trouble with you. Say again.
I said, I'll give you a really good deal on one of these radios. The problem with these radios is the cables are more money than the darn radios, the accessories, but there's a lot of those radios out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. I was saying that I at least want to have one radio that in my car that can do, you know, like amateur mode, be, you know, I have VFO memory so I can tune in anything I want when I want. I don't want to be locked into two radios that either are very difficult to put another frequency in or can't at all, you know, that are just set to whatever you got a program for. That's my main concern.
Go ahead, John.
Let's see if I've got it. Yep, that's worthwhile to have that. You know, it always comes up. You know, you want to punch something in on the fly. You can get away without, but it's going to get you at some point. You're going to wish you could key it in, but, you know, honestly, you'll have, you know, if you had a VHF and a UHF radio, let's say, you know, and you could freewheel on the VHF radio, inevitably somebody would want you to freewheel on the UHF. You know, just that's what would happen.
Yeah, you said that CS800D, the, you know, DMR on both bands, and supposedly the new firmware you've got coming is going to be allow front panel programming, so you can just punch in frequencies, PLs, things like that, that you need to listen to. So, we'll see. Just don't know. So, I mean, my other radio is the Yaesu 310s in the car here, and truly, I don't use it that much, but I do like listening to other things on it. Like I was listening to the Macomb when they had this space shot stuff on it. That was kind of interesting. Go ahead, Wally. You must be there by now. Well, maybe he's there. Where are you, Sean?
I am northbound Gratiot. Where am I at here? 21.
Oh, you're way ahead of me. You're almost there.
No, I think they're more like 26. So, but yeah, I guess.
I'm just passing the golden butthole.
Is the, are you navigating or are you just driving there? And if you're navigating, is it having you take Gratiot or is it having you take 94?
94.
I had to stop by my shop this morning. That's why I got out ahead. I didn't know how long I'd be. Turns out it was just a minute. But, for some reason, it has me took had me take Gratiot. Like, huh? Wonder why it's had me do that.
Because probably because you were right there.
I mean, I was Hall Road and Grosbeck.
Are you using Waze? I'm on Richmond now. Am I making it?
Yes, you are.
A little noisy on the receipt, but I am going out 75 watts, so you should hear it fine. I'm at Juliet Lover's Ford.
Where are you at, Bill?
Like I said, at Juliet Lover's Ford.
How am I doing on this one? I'm on a 2.6.
Yeah, you're fine. I'm receiving a little bit. There's a little spotty right now.
All right. I just got here. So I figured, where are you at? You on grass, I guess?
No, I'm coming up to Grasher, but it says State 94.
Oh, right. That's right, you're taking 94. It ran me up Grasher for some reason. I was out a little further ahead than I thought. No, I have no doubt. That's why I was kind of puzzled when my GPS told me to take it. Oh well, shrugaroo.
Yeah. I'm back on 2.6. I'm hearing it better.
Yeah, I was fine on Richmond until I backed into a parking spot. Then all of a sudden Richmond got really, really pee-willy. So I switched back over to 2.6.
What about Mount Clemens?
Yeah, I was on that for a while. That works real good where you're at, for sure. And it'll carry you all the way up here.
Yeah, I'm on there now, so should be okay.
Let me try it.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, you're saying I'm better on Mount Clemens?
Yeah, the audio's a little tinier.
Yeah, that one's got it always sounds a little weird. But, yeah, see, it's a lot weaker signal-wise here. But I'm getting in better, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that settles it. I need a satellite receiver here in New Haven for the 2.6.
All right, just about to get on 94.
Roger that. All right, I'm going to jump in. We'll see you when you get here. We'll keep a light on, all that good stuff. Just wanted to see how far along you were. I was out ahead a little further than I thought. After yours, W8FU.
All right, see you there, KPR.
Hey, let's try this again. KF8S Mobile.
Hey, KCQ. WA, quiet 7. Good morning.
You got my breakfast? Roger. Yeah, Siri's not navigating me right, but I know where it is. So, I'm not sure how, probably about 10 minutes out.
Yeah, I know where it's at. It's just coming from Memphis is 10 minutes, and then 10 minutes over to New Haven.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Alright, so I don't know what happened there, but there was like no modulation. You started out talking and then it was just dead key. Which machine are you on now? Yeah, that was weird. I got like one word and then it dead keyed.
How about now, KCKJO?
No, I got you now. I meant on the transmission before the last transmission when you were responding about getting a pie same day for like $15.
Oh, no, I thought that was you that said you get a Raspberry Pi for $15. No, I said is those, the Pi 1s, are they similar to the Pi 5 where you have a SD memory chip in it that you can pull out and then just move it over to another Pi and plug it in and it's up and running?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, they're all the Raspberry Pis are like that. I mean, as far as horsepower, it's not even comparable, but a Pi 02W will do just fine for an all-star node.
Gotcha. All right, so you need that, the chip in there is what has the operating system on it, correct? So if you pull out the little SIM card and plug it into the new Pi, it'll run just fine. It'll just boot right up.
Yeah, the OS and the all the file structure live on an SD card, and the Pi is just nothing more than the board that makes it all work together.
Okay, that's what I thought. So all I got to get is another Pi, and then he just takes the chip out, put it in the new one, and everything is like it was before. Gotcha.
Yeah, just a little $15 boo-boo.
Yeah, I got the Pi 5 for the price of a Pi 4, and, you know, so I know it's a little bit more robust, a little bit more powerful. And just since getting my DVD with the All-Star stuck on the wall kind of thing, works just fine.
I haven't made the jump yet because I've been so happy with my Pi 4s, but I got a Pi 4B running iGate, which is just a gateway in my AM clock. And then I got a Pi 4 clear node, and then I got a Pi 4 running ASL3 for the repeater. And I think they're all the same model, actually, they're all the 4 gig. They've been great. I just haven't had a need to buy the 5 yet. And I know that when they first came out, there was some issues. I don't remember what exactly, but the images were slightly different, so I just stuck with what I knew was going to work. But I've heard people really like the Pi 5s. I'll probably pick one up eventually. I just don't have a need for a Pi project at the moment. The last one was the repeater, and it's funny because they're all identical. They're all in the same case with the same fan.
Yeah, I don't have the fan on mine. I just got a big, huge heat sink, so it's a metal case that pops right on top of the chips with the little expansion foam or whatever it is that goes between the chip and the heat sink. And she runs nice and cool, and she does great for me. I guess if I wanted to create a second, what do you want to say, a second operating system in it, I got a 128 gig chip in there, so I got more than enough capability.
Connected to CMN Network.
I don't know if you can dual boot a Raspberry Pi. Maybe it's... I don't know if you can or not. You have to burn the OS, and I don't think it lets you partition the SD card. But I usually just buy I forgot what the hell the brand is. I bought a Waveshare PoE hat, and I had tons of issues with it. It would take out my whole network. I don't know what was wrong with it. So there's this other brand that I use, but they're all on PoE hats, so all I got to do is plug in an Ethernet cable that's PoE. And then there's a pinout on there for fans. So then I just put a knock to a 25 mil fan on each of them, and they just run great. I kind of set and forget. Like, my iGate's been in there for over a year. I haven't touched it. Just have a VNC viewer on it, so I can remote into it if I need to. And then the AM clock runs on, it runs its own web server locally on my LAN, so I just have a bookmark for that IP address, and it's static. But, yeah, Pis are sweet. You can do a lot of stuff with them. They work well for simple tasks. Go ahead, question. With all the things that are out there for ties, first of all, I don't even know if GPIO will support memory, but is there any kind of a hat that'll give you like some SSD or something like that? Is there any way to add SSD to one? Because, you know, one of the Achilles heel of the Pi is the fact that everything's got to be on that SD card, and those are probably the weakest link in the whole thing. Has anybody found a better way to do memory on those for a little bit more robust system? They make NVMe hats for it, so you can turn it into a NAS. I mean, you can build that thing out to multiple terabytes, but I don't think the OS can live anywhere other than that SD card. That's where it reads it from.
The new 5s have a special NVMe hat, and on the 5, you can boot off the NVMe with the new firmware.
Fixes the one caveat that I always have for Pis. That's a big plus for the 5. I doubled there, Fred. Give me that one more time. I heard that it's capable on the 5.
Yeah, the firmware was it Christmas's firmware? The 5 was a new firmware, and if the NVMe hat is going through the little ribbon thingy or whatever, you can then have the Pi boot off of that, but at first it won't. You have to do a firmware upgrade, and then you can boot the OS off the NVMe hat. But why? When we spend $10 for a WISE.
Well, of course, then there's that. That does seem like too many hoops to jump through for a little more robustness out of something that's not supposed to be super robust, especially when I would say that all of us have pretty easy access to old machines.
Yeah, exactly. But for our mesh core stuff that I'm building, we're just going to use Pis and not worry about it because they're not going to write to the SD card as much. But for nodes, yeah. Alright, WSSM mobile, heading up to Death Hill to do some tower work.
Who's got their APRS on?
Well, I do, but it's over on VHF right now. I can see it. Both sides of that radio are on the VHF.
I just did my Kroger pickup. I got to unload and I'll be back at 8 dBs.
GCK Hill. Hello, Fred. John, you must be almost home.
Yeah, 8BLX. I got a question.
Someone has a question.
If I'm hearing this right, if I get a new SD card, and I burn it with All-Star, with all the All-Star software and everything like that, then I can pull the card out of my Pi, DVM, and put it in there, and it'll run as an All-Star node then?
Put it in your what? DVM.
Yeah, I've got an MMDVM hat on my Pi Star. It's the 2W or 02W, whatever it is. Can I load a card with All-Star's software and OS and everything? Pull the one I have in there now, which is just running a regular standard DMR in it, will it run as an all-star mode?
All the MMDV and hats I've seen are digital, so no, you don't. They're not analog sound card interface ones.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was just checking. Thank you very much. KF8BLX.
Now, how about a WISE, Fred? Is that like, isn't that little Dell box or whatever?
You install regular Debian on a WISE. It's x86, so it's way more powerful than a Raspberry Pi ARM. So if you just install standard Debian on it, then you add the ASL package and away you go.
Gotcha. Okay. That's something for the future. I already have the one-all-star, I got my Pi with the all-star node. The little cherry, I guess is what you call it. And works pretty good. Does what I need it to do, so I'm a happy camper on that.
Well, there you go. I'm finding we replaced, I think, all the Pis. I want to say all of them, but at least I think on the repeaters, we've got all the Pis finally removed. MI7 nodes, there's still a handful of Pis out there still running, but I've got a stack of them, so I'm going to repurpose them for the mesh core repeaters that somebody wants to stick out. So they're not going to go to waste, but man, I should just sell them on the black market the way the cost of pies are.
And the Raspberry Pi strictly do Linux, right? That's the only OS that you cannot have the Raspberry Pi Linux or the All-Star Linux.
Well, it's not All-Star Linux. It's Raspbian is the OS. ARM architecture. Raspberry Pis are ARM architecture, so while it is Linux, it's the ARM version of it, so your packages and binaries all need to be compiled into ARM to run on Raspberry Pis. They're an ARM CPU architecture, whereas the WISE is x86, so you can run x86 software versions of Debian on it.
Gotcha. I learn more every day when I talk on the radio with somebody. Well, because I was looking at, maybe getting another one and running Ubuntu on it or something like that.
So Ubuntu, another Debian-based distribution, has ARM CPU architecture, so you can run the ARM version of Ubuntu on there and such on a Pi. But you can't just take the Pi SD card and slap it in a WISE box. It's not going to work. You really wouldn't want to because SD cards are trash.
Now, can I, get another Pi? Can I copy info from one SD card to another and then plug it in and make another All-Star node?
I don't know why you wouldn't just start with a fresh SD card if you're making a second node, but you would have to image the SD card, not just copy, file copy. You would need to image it because there's special things on the SD card that the partitions that the SD card needs to have for the Raspberry Pi to boot. But if you're just building another node, just do a fresh install and be done with it.
Sounds simple enough. Are you working today, Fred, or are you just coming back today?
Well, had to do a study. Gonna clean it, get my little brother's repeater back online, put a new router, new switch, add LTE backup. Doing site work today. The rain cleared out before the next band of rain comes in. I'm going to try to get up there and do that.
Today is packing boxes and blah, 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 you know, at my late mother-in-law's house to get my brother-in-law out of there, get his stuff in the storage, see how much progress we can make today.
Well, there you go. Just gonna quickly go and do this here, get this out of the way, and get the part that's been sitting on the desk off my desk so that I can put the next project on my desk so that I can get more crap out of my house. Garage.
I get where you're coming from there. I'd like to do that too. Taking stuff from my mother-in-law's house, bringing it to our house, going through everything, keeping what we want, selling or discarding what we don't, or donating, whatever you want to call it, and then go on to the next box. All right, I'll cut you loose. You can go finish your project. I'll talk to you later. So if you're on your final, KTO.
Yeah, I'm just at the city limit, so I should probably call dispatch, let them know where it's going. WS.
$2.96 a gallon.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Is that with your BP card?
No, that's your trick, buddy.
Really? Meijer?
Yeah, but I had 5,000 Meijer points, so I got 50 cents off in addition to the sheets price. Oh, yeah.
Okay, you win.
Yeah, I was, when you told me about that, I drove by and I looked, yep, 346. They're competing with sheets, but I didn't quite need the gas, you know, so I said, well, I gotta run to New Haven tomorrow morning for breakfast and then to the shop and stuff like that. I'll do all that, and that got me down. I wasn't quite on fumes, but, you know, I got it down. I got nowhere else planned to go for a while, so I figured this is as empty as I was going to get.
Well, then that worked out perfectly. That's the way to do it right there. Yeah, with the new sheets over here, I mean, I used to go to Costco to get filled up, and then I'd go walking at Costco to get my cardio in and also maybe do a little shopping. But now with the sheets over here, I'm going to be hitting the Meijers for a while.
Oh, yeah, and it worked out real good because I had like 4,500 points expiring at the end of this month. So, you know, I got to use it. 5,000 points gets you 50 cents a gallon. And so, you know, I was right there. I've got about 2,500 still banked up, so that'll get me 20 cents off a gallon. But if I shop at Meijer's a couple of times, you know, that'll go up. But, anywho, I don't go through all that much gas with my, you know, still having a work vehicle and all. This thing, you know, when I'm going to park it here in a mile, and I won't probably drive it much except for a mile for a carryout until the weekend again.
I never had a work vehicle, now that I think about it. I've been paid mileage before, but I've never had a work vehicle.
Yeah, I've kind of always had one, you know, with few exceptions. There was a little while when I first started this job where I didn't, but that was just for the first couple of years, and then I had one. And now I've got one actually assigned to me, not just a service vehicle. It's a little different dynamic. I got to pay tax on it and all that, usage and all that stuff, but it works out no matter what. But yeah, you know, I mean, going all the way back to when we first met. Remember when I pulled up at Dunkin' Donuts with the FCC van?
No, memory's not that good. I know it's been a while, though. I think it was 1988, wasn't it?
No, I think it was a little before that, because we were getting our ham tickets in 88. We were playing on the CB for a couple of years there before. But, yeah, I was in the, you guys, I thought I invented extra channels. I was fresh out of, you know, engineering school, and I was playing around with a radio, and I says, wait a minute. I says, if I take this PLL chip and I just do this and this, I just invented frequencies. And I heard you, and I went, what are you doing on my frequencies I just invented? And you said, okay, let's meet up. So you said Dunkin' Donuts, you know, the one right there by us. And so when I pulled up with all them antennas and that Allen van that I used to work out of, you guys kind of freaked a little bit.
Yeah, that part I remember. That part I remember. The actual meeting on the radio part. And, yeah, I also remember those days when you're working out the back of your van doing the old peek and clip next for freaks and whatnot. The fun days. Good old days. I don't know if you remember Richard. He used to drive that Fiero around, that black Fiero. I've recently hooked back up with him and see him once in a while. He's up by just north of 18 in DeQuinder there.
Yeah, I remember him. And then there was, who was the couple that lived over there in the apartment? I can't remember her name, their names. I think they're probably coming from the Hambles, but you know what I'm talking about, the couple that we were running with for a while there.
Yeah, the cute blonde, Matt and Nita, for Juanita. it's kind of a funny story there. I don't know if I'll tell you on the radio, but let's just say they like to swing a bit.
That does not surprise me. So, but yeah, I wonder. They were good peeps. I liked them, and we had a pretty good crew there. You know, there was Cat. You know, there was that too.
I actually tracked Cat down once and kind of got angry with him because he was doing his stupid saxophone stuff. And he was just a blithering idiot, basically. He basically just looked like he had no life. He had a van with a big whip on top, and the back was filled with batteries so he could run his KW and basically just trash the bands. But, yeah, the old days. Anyway, you got to be home by now, so I will let you go. WYAM.
Okie doke. Yeah, thanks for the tip. Like you said, gas under $3. Can't beat that with a stick. We could beat somebody at a gas station with a stick and take the pump from them. Then that's cheaper. But not good. Ah, neighbor sold his formula. He had a big formula drag boat. He brought it home yesterday because he said he was selling it, and it's gone. So it must be one of the happiest days in his life. All right, catch you later. I am here, W8FU.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Can we get a handle on who's running packets out of Flint? EPRS, I presume. Come on. It's been going on for a day now.
Can I make it? APRS radio is great.
Well, usually the idiots can figure it out within a few hours, but this has been going on for a day now.
You know, the problem is you gotta catch the pack and figure out who it is and bug them.
Maybe somebody actually on the Flint repeater can turn on their decode and see if they can catch it and figure out who it is.
Yeah, you gotta grab on the input, the computer's too slow.
I've actually decoded through the repeater a few times, but this one going across multiple networks, it's not likely I'm going to be able to decode it down here. So you'd have a better shot up that way, at least being on the same network. But anywho.
Yeah, and if you're close enough, you can just monitor the input and see if you can catch it, but yeah, it's a little harder to go through the repeater.
I'll be right a few.
Good morning, John. 88 WJ.
Good morning, Rickster. How goes it this fine Sunday morning?
Good. I got a belly full of tippies and out on the porch having myself a cigar. How you doing?
Sorry about that. I was kind of in the middle of a chat here. I have to type my response. Doing pretty good. Went to breakfast with the Macomb Air PSC group. Plus, we should say plus, you know, we got to be like that LGBTQ plus. We're ARPSC plus.
Oh, cool. That's, now you got every Saturday and Sunday morning here, you got somewhere to have breakfast. But isn't that a little bit of a drive for you?
Well, the Saturday breakfast is every Saturday, and that's right here. I could walk there. It's right. It's literally right at the corner, and so that one's easy for me. And most of the guys that attend that one are all from, you know, within a mile or so. It's pretty close. Occasionally, we'll get a traveler come visit, but the restaurants know, it's nothing special. It's fine. You know, it's just a typical little diner. The one we did today is quite a drive. It's up in New Haven, and they only do that one every other month, second Sunday, even months. So they won't do it again now until June, second Sunday in June. So that's not bad. And then I like to get out your way. I'd like to do it once a month, but just there's been all sorts of stuff going on. One of the main guys has been battling with, his wife's been going through some stuff, and he's been having some issues, and then they were out of town for a little bit, so another one, he works on Sundays, so it's hard to coordinate with him, and then that leaves Phil, Don, and I, who are usually, Don sometimes working, so really leaves Phil and I, but we have to really, we're all usually game, we just got to toss it out there. Breakfast Sunday, next thing you know there's breakfast, but that one's a little less planned for, so we'll be bringing one somewhere near you pretty soon there.
Well, that's nice, you guys getting together like that and putting a face with the voice. I did once go to the Cozy Cabin there. Like it was, it must have been a year and a half ago or something like that. And then once I went to another club, they were gathering over in, what was that? It was off of 275 something. Both of them were quite long drives for me, but it was worth it just to meet people and have a decent breakfast.
Yeah, I don't know what the one off 275 would have been. Now, we did one out that way several months back. One of the guys had an appointment that was out that way, and so we all decided to converge out that way. And yeah, just to mix it up. I like driving. I don't get out much, so if, you know, there's a breakfast get together and it's anywhere in the southeast, you can help, probably I'm game. Yeah, the one I like to do one out your way. You know, every now and again. I'd like to do it monthly, but we get pretty slack, and then life, you know, life comes in there, and you know, everybody's got stuff to do.
Yeah, I seem to remember hearing you guys on the radio every once in a while coming out to, I think it was Farmington. Yeah, it's only a hop and a skip down the road there. It's kind of cool. Still, you get together with radio folks there. I hear a lot of people talking, but I don't really hear a lot of people that actually get together and see, you know, see the past. It sounds pretty good to me.
Well, there's always handoffs, you know, it's like so-and-so wants to get this to such-and-such, and I need to pick up something from, you know, so-and-so, and I've got something in case so-and-so shows up, I can drop a lot, you know, it's just, you know, and then I wanted to talk to such, and you know, this guy, and you know, we had lots of little sidebars and stuff like that. We fill up a whole bunch of tables in the place, plus, you know, like some people bring the family, Tom generally brings a crew, you know, his wife and kids and all that, so they grab a booth and kind of off the main, you know, it's right next, joining everybody, and, you know, and then Dave showed up with his girls, and he grabbed a booth, and so, you know, so it all works, everybody's right there, you know, and then you can talk, and then when dinner, breakfast is over, people tend to move around, you know, and have little conversations, so, you know, but it's a lot of people, so, you know, it's hard to catch everybody and really sit down and have, you know, have 5 minutes with everybody, but, you know, and then lots of stuff was exchanged, and show and tell, a lot of people, you know, oh, you know, Tom got a new car that he'd been talking about quite a bit, so, you know, I wanted to check that out, and I'm sure he wanted to, you know, show a couple of people, and, you know, so it's good to get together every now and again, if nothing else, just to kind of, you know, do all that stuff, and then face-to-face always, you know, beats, you know, radio or telephone or even Zoom. It's nice to just do a face-to-face now and again. But you know that. W8FU.
Yep, it's the difference between friends and acquaintances. And that's a really good thing. I'm glad you guys do that. I even enjoy just listening to somebody pass something off to somebody else. And, I know you guys were doing Wyatt a big favor there not too long ago. What an awesome young guy. It's just nice to hear that going on. I don't hear that all over the place.
Oh, sorry about that. I got this sidebar going on here. So I'm going to tend to that and kind of reporting in on the breakfast with somebody who didn't attend, but it's a small circle of us that all held the same jobs. And the guy that I replaced the guy I'm talking to right now, where he works over in your neighborhood, and he showed up to breakfast, so I'm talking to the guy he replaced. And so just kind of get him caught up. All right, Rick, I'll catch you in a bit. I'll be listening. I'll be back in here in a bit. I'm going to finish up this conversation. W8FU.
Okay, Sean, good to catch up again. You don't ever have to apologize about, you know, having other things going on. That's just life with busy people, you know. But anyway, have yourself a good one there, and we'll catch you later. 88WOJ.
Connected to CMN Network.
Good afternoon, Dakota. WOJ.
How we doing today?
Good, Cat and Sassy. How about you?
Oh, I think I can relate to that. Just had some pizza for lunch, and they're not doing much today.
Yes, sir. I'm the same. Just got a belly full of shit on the shingle. Sorry about the English, but that's the best way that I know to describe it.
Is that a sandwich of some type?
Yeah, that's what they used to call back in the 50s and 60s. They used to call chip beef on toast.
You said chip, like Charlie Hotel India Papa beef, or I've never heard. You're going to have to learn me here.
Yeah, you got it. It's very, very thin, small pieces of beef chipped up in little pieces and put in this kind of a white gravy kind of thing. And then you kind of just heat that up and pour it over toast. It's sort of, in a way, a runny form of biscuits and gravy.
All right, I'm picking up what you're throwing down now. I got you.
Did you, did you just get a new radio?
Rick, I've been so irresponsible, I got three new radios.
that ain't irresponsible, that's addictive.
I got that repeater all set up, and I'm like, sweet, I can use HTs around the house now. I can bebop around town on low power with my mobile and sound good and hear well. So I'm like, screw it, I'll get a Motorola. And I bought a 7550. I got a smoking deal on it in eBay. It was like $240. Thing was it recased. I put new knobs and a new antenna on it. You'd never know that it was used, and a new battery. And I'm like, man, these things are nice. So then I bought an R7, and I love, that's what I'm on right now. That's like my jam. I love this thing. And I'm like, well, now I want a mobile. So then I bought a mobile.
Yeah. Well, that thing sounds really good. I'm the same way. When I first started to, I got into my first mobile radio was a head crossband repeat. And then two of my HDs were all Chinese radios. Head crossband repeat, so I got into that, not really knowing that, you know, you would have to receive retransmit and all that kind of stuff, how hot the radios get, but I ran them for quite a long time and ran around all over the place and never burned anything up, but anyway, the area I'm in, there's so many repeaters around, I don't really need to do that.
Yeah, I used to do that too. That's actually the first form of a repeater I had at my house. It was like my 2730. I'd have that thing on crossband repeat, and then I would just walk around the house with an HT. Worked great, but like you said, you know, it starts to get hot after a while. I would keep it on low power. It's all I needed, but you know, it's not what they're meant for. And then Sean and I kind of brainstormed. I'm like, let's put a high-profile node at the house. And we ran into issues with some of the mobiles that we were trying to set up. One of the transit radio would just cut out randomly, and I don't know, just a couple issues, and then the frequency we originally picked had interference on it. So then he had this ICOM repeater that Anthony gave him to put up in Grosse Pointe, and I tried that out. I'm like, well, everything else is a no-go for me. Like, I want one of these. So I found one on eBay, got a killer deal on it, lowballed the guy at $150, and the only thing I had to do to it was get a programming cable and change the fans. And the fans worked, they were just too loud. So now that I got that thing, it was like a gateway drug for everything else. I just got, you know, HTs. And it kind of changed how I play radio now, because before I was either on a node or I'd have to sit at my desk.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. I when I first got into this too, I was wanting to do something useful, so I got in on the siren testing, and I didn't have a mobile in the car kind of thing, so I set up a, most of the sirens were around my house within a couple of miles, so that's what I kind of originally set up the crosscan repeat for. But like I said, it turned out that I could, especially with the 10-watt handheld, I could reach most of the repeaters there without needing it. So, but yeah, it sure is addicting. I don't have a whole lot of radios, but some of them are just sitting there collecting dust. I haven't used it in a while, and yet I still want more.
You know, that was like my logic with buying these radios, is you kind of like don't go any higher than that without spending like ungodly money, which I would never do. So I was like, well, if I get these, I'm set for like ever, right? There's nothing more to want. I sold my Kenwood to buy the R7, so that was basically a wash. So I'm good there. And it's like, what else do I really need? So I think I'm finally at the point where I'm like content and good with my mobiles and HTs. I was content and good before, but I kind of just traded the Kenwood for the Motorola is really all I did. And that was just because DMR, D-Star, is just non-existent around here. So I just wanted to get a quality DMR radio for the network and all that. And that was kind of like the gateway to, well, now I want the mobile. But I've got the same thing. I've got my FPM-150 in the truck that I'm going to sell. I got my 2730 in a bag that I don't know what I'm going to do with that because I'm probably not going to use it anymore. And then I got a couple the HTs I have left that are Motorola. They're dual band analog. You know, nothing special like a FP60. I've got a VX6R. They're not fancy HTs, so those just kind of hang out. But yeah, same thing. I got too many radios now.
Now, see, I use the prepper excuse, you know, kind of thing. Well, you know, SHTF happens, or, you know, weird things happen. Mother Nature hammers us, or whatever kind of thing. I really need a lot of these radios to pass out to the family, and I've got, like, I think three different mobiles we could band-aid in different vehicles for communications kind of stuff. So I just keep leaning on that, and then I feel like I'm a good boy, you know, because family, and they don't really want nothing to do with it. KJWOJ.
Yeah, none of my friends or family have any interest in it either, but I keep a little stockpile. I don't know, I got 6 or 7 in the safe that are just kind of sitting there idle. They're, like I said, they're nothing fancy. The most expensive one in there is a VX6R, which is by today's standards, not that expensive, but that's pretty much what they're there for. Just in case I need them, or I don't want to, like, I'll take them hunting or in the woods or whatever. Buddy and I ran down turkeys one day. We hunted all day. I got him to get his GMRS license. This was 2 or 3 years ago. We did 9 miles that day, and ended up wrapping up the day by radios running down birds, pushing them towards each other. So I don't even know if that's legal or not, but they came in handy, so I'm not going to take a Motorola to do that when I'm climbing through the woods and belly crawling in a field. I'll bring something cheaper that's meant for it.
GMRS is kind of what hooked me, too. I used to get the cheap radios for deer season, you know, that 2-week deer season kind of thing, just to keep in touch. But, yeah, and it was I did the same thing, you know. I'd be over in one spot a few hundred yards away from a buddy of mine kind of thing. And you know, if I see some does heading over in that direction, I'd let them know. We didn't have doe permits, so I just let them know that the does are on the way towards you kind of thing. But so keep an eye out for a buck following kind of thing. And I'm not sure if that was legal either, but we did it anyway. speaking of hunting there, is turkey season open, and have you been out this weekend?
Yeah, I try to get my buddies on board with at least getting their GMRS so we can use it for that exact purpose, because that seems to be how we do things. Most of the places we hunt don't have good cell reception, or
You know, they don't feel it or hear it in their pocket, so then you just put the radio to your vital harness and you don't have to worry about it. And I think Turkey is, what's today, the 12th? Today, next weekend. Saturday, Friday? Saturday, the 18th.
Oh, okay. I got a comm about, let's say 200, 250 yards northeast of me. And every morning before daylight, when I go out there to see cats, he's out there gobbling all by himself. I don't hear anybody answering, nobody calls. And I've got one of the fox calls kind of thing, and I keep wanting to take it out in the morning and see if I could draw more. But I keep forgetting that's 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I just, the brain's not real clear. You know, it's a little foggy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what I'm gonna do this year. I don't know if I'm gonna hunt my buddy's farm and sit, or if I'm gonna see if I can still get out of some of the fields I used to hunt over in Armada and chase them, which is what I prefer. I don't like sitting for birds. I don't know if I've ever actually sat and shot turkey. I've always chased them, so I think that's gonna be the plan. I gotta get a couple of my buddies that live over there, see what we're gonna do. But I'm pumped to bring out the 410 again. I didn't hunt last year, but the year before I put together a Rossi Tuffy Turkey, break action 410, Pattern Master Code Black Goose Choke, and a Vortex Red Dot on it, and got my first Tom with a 410, and that was an absolute riot, so I'm ready to do that again.
Well, I kind of the same way. I used to enjoy a deer hunt, still hunt kind of thing, just moved real slow. And you know, you keep on the move kind of thing. You run across tracks. You got to decide, well, should I trail them or, you know, whatever kind of. Seems like it's way more interesting to just sit down a bucket all day. You know, as the health got a little worse and worse kind of thing, I ended up on the bucket.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't see or talk to my buddies too much. I mean, I talk to them, but the hype around the season isn't there anymore. Everyone's gotten busy with kids and work and all that crap, but speaking of kids, I gotta clean up here, so I'll be back here in a minute. Got Cheez-Its smashed all over the living room. So I'm gonna clear out, I'll be back at ADBF.
Okay, have a good one, we'll catch you later. Okay, it'll be okay.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
K-A-D-S-D. K-A-D-S-D.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
K-A-D-S-D.
Are we going to be on 40 or 80? 40 sounds pretty good. I can hear KW5AF on 40. This is WB8AXB. Over.
WB8AXB, KB81, I got you on the roster, and we're going to be here on 80 today.
Okay, Max, you took a little fade there. We're going to be on 39, 32 tonight, over.
We are going to be on this frequency, over.
Okay, copy that. WB8AXB.
NAW, this is KZBB. This is Net Control, KEQN, how copy?
Yeah, I got you weakly readable. I'm here, the repeaters are here. I'll be listening out. You can just check me in and out. NAW.
NAW, KZBB, got you loud and clear. KEAGON, did you copy my intercept, sir?
Roger, I copy him as him and out, is that correct?
Yep, and here's the repeaters, Rob. This is KEAGON. Okay, thank you. This is KAJBD, standing by Michigan Section ARP, CMAT.
KB to SWR.
Anyone else? Michigan Section ARP,
please
call. KB9IAR. Can you do that? Relay. KB9IAR. I have a Kilo Delta, Niner in the Alpha Romeo. Thank you. Romeo,
Romeo, Fox.
Delta 8, Mike, Papa. Is that correct?
Thank you.
Roger, thank you. Next station, please. I need a relay for that one.
Relay.
Go ahead.
I copy Kilo Bravo 8 Alpha Yankee, and I was also hearing a station. I believe their call sign is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. But if you would put out a call to confirm, this is K8JDD.
County EOC, very good meeting, quite a few people showed up, good turnout.
about the upcoming stuff we've got and some of the new things we're doing here. It's been a while before we got together, so we had lots to cover. Never even got to the Dog and Pony shows, but we got to the important stuff. Other than that, getting set to start putting out some gunning emails for the May SET and starting to try and figure out what we can do for that one and see what we can get cranked up down here. Once again, we'll have a fire test that time, but it will be sort of a truncated exercise, but that's okay. If we can get people out and get them going even a couple of hours, it's really worthwhile. So with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Thanks for running the net.
All right, KAKDKEAGLM, Michigan Section ARP, I'll see you next. Well, yes, thank you for all you're doing down there. As far as the firing test goes and the exercise, I don't think the conflict, my expectation is that we'll be done with the exercise in pretty short order in the morning. We're only, we're gonna run the exercise until noon, take messages until noon, but fundamentally, you know, you can get your work done in an hour or two and get out to a firing test until needed. The only thing you might miss would be the hot wash, but that's at 12:30 if we can make it. Let's see, we go next to WBADX to be followed by KBA-SWR. Charlie, how are you doing?
Hey, Max, doing pretty well. This is WBADX, Charlie in Kalamazoo County. Heard KW5 Alpha Sierra nice and loud down here from Menominee. We're currently dodging the rain right now, but apparently it's all around us to some degree, and we're getting over the static. Kalamazoo County had a RACES meeting on Wednesday night last week, and this coming Saturday, April 18th, the St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club in Centerville, Michigan is having a ham fest at the Centerville Fairgrounds, 8 a.m. to 12 noon, and there will be volunteer examiner exams, and looking for a successful year number 7 of running a ham fest. Yesterday I went to Hudsonville. It's a very small ham fest, but it was nice to see the section manager there. So it looks like he was engaged in a lot of conversation. Despite the ham fest being small, it was nice to have Ralph come over to West Michigan. So we won't hold it. We'll keep it going. Sounds like there's a few District 5 stations on tonight, so that's good. Back to you, Max. Nice to hear you on there tonight. KEADON from WB8AXD.
WB8AXD, KEADON. Well, yeah, thank you for checking in as well. So, yeah, rainy everywhere, I guess. Just seems to be all over the place. We have rain this morning. Nicely this afternoon, and it's warmed up, I guess, even a little bit. Let's see here. That St. Joseph Amplex, I had heard about it. That one's a little bit out of my reach as far as getting down there and back, but one week maybe I'll make it down that way. Let's see here. Next we go to KBA-SWR to be followed by KB9IAR. Let's see, Jeff, it was good to see you yesterday. Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, you're up for comment? Okay, not hearing Jeff. KB8SWR, I know they were doing some dish work up here in Shepherd yesterday, and you saw extending the network, the microwave network, so they'll have further capabilities split up in this region of the state. Next, we go to KB9IAR, to be followed by N8NOR. KB9IAR, how are you doing there?
Good evening, gentlemen. Beautiful day in
just parked on the air yesterday. I said one aeronautical mobile, also with the USS Alabama in Mobile there. Getting to where we don't need the heater in the tent anymore, maybe next week. Next week I'll be doing the real day. K-E-8-D-O-N-K-E-9-I-A-R.
Let's see, I guess that's about it for me, except to maybe to mention public service, station activity reports and DSHR reports are quite important. If you haven't considered filling one out, you might consider doing so, because we put a dollar figure on that, and that protects our frequencies. So that's all I got, Max, from Kent County. Wish everybody a good afternoon. Over.
So if I did the math right, I think you had about 80 check-ins on the Uber Region Drybox on that. Thanks for a busy hour to get through all of that. And you did turn well there. Just as a real plug for that, if folks are checking into that net yet, there's a couple things you can do. First off, we've got 60-meter, 40-meter capability, V-Star, VMR. Those are the four bands of modes that we operate on. You're welcome to participate. You don't need all of them. Any of those that you can use you're welcome to join in. So we start the net at 4 o'clock on 60 meters, channel 4. We move to about 7280 kilohertz, or megahertz, 7280 kilohertz, excuse me. At about 4:15, at the bottom of the hour, we go to V-Star reflector 024 Charlie, excuse me, 024 Alpha, doing it from memory, folks. And the last step we make is at 4:15, we move to DMR and ask off group 21673 on Brandmeister. So if you've got any of those capabilities and you can't make it at the top of the net, just plan to try and get in around those time slots. Sign up at R58N, that's Romeo 5 Alpha November. Send me an email. I'll get to give you the right contact information. But anyway, look for the R58N group on groups.io, and if you subscribe to that, you can join in and get the announcement for it. All right, let's go down the roster. We go to CW5AS, followed by AD8MP. This is Chip. How are things up in Menominee?
This is CW5AS. I'm in Menominee, which is a little north, about 40 miles northeast of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And we had our local court meeting on Thursday. And from there, we're talking about setting up for the SEC. And they're looking at using Vera, Victor Alpha, Romeo Alpha, as possibly a means of communication. And they were looking into it. I'd never heard of it and had to look it up. I've been trying to see if I can reach anyone on VHF. There is a station listed, KB9BQI is listed as having my zones 30 miles from me, but I haven't been able to find it or reach it. I'd like to see if I can get a hold of that. And also, I do have collecting guns, a basketball Ford Dragon from my old Mazda. I hooked up, used for a little while, about maybe a decade ago, and just, they're going to build a new Newport up here. So I kind of learned quite a lot. So those are some things I probably should look into. But yeah, the people up here, they're kind of working on trying to work with the FCC. But the thing is they, they're doing their best, but it's in rural, and a lot of countries don't have a lot of experience in that. So, like I said, they're looking to try Vera. I'd like to see if I can get a contact on VHF. That is a film. And if not, maybe John actually ducked off that Paul Gordon Lucas backup. But we'll expect to see what a little interesting time and have to look into. So, Bill, I'll hand it back to you for the number 5 left. All right, CW5 AS.
EDLN, Michigan Section AFPST. Unfortunately, your station took a little bit of a fade on here, so I didn't get all of the passes from you. Hope all is well up there.
and look forward to having you check in again next week. All right, we will next go to AD8MD, to be followed by AD8AY. AD8MD, you're up to comment, sir.
All right, good evening to everybody on the net. This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa. Not much happening here in Macomb County. I did participate in the siren test last week, and it went well. Also been working on a training class for building a T2LT 2-meter 77-centimeter antenna, and that's going well. Other than that, pretty quiet. Alpha Delta 8 back. Okay. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa back to net control. Over.
Hold it.
No.
All right, 88MP, 88DOM, Michigan Section ARPSC. I think our band is starting to go away on us here, and so again, unfortunately, you took a fade on this location, I believe. KDB, KDADOM. Okay, JBD. Yeah, can you put a call out to KDADY, because I don't think I heard him very well when he checked in. He left a comment, and that'll take us some time with the router. Okay, I also want to mention that Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot, has been trying to get in. So I think you have him on the list, but it's Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot, to the correction. And KDADY, this is KJBD, you're up to comment, sir.
Thank you, KDADY.
And KJBD.
KB8A1,
Washtenaw County.
My only comment is to let everyone know that I have my Windlink RMS station, so that if we have entered, you can use it to use that new RMS post office feature, and the RMS then acts like a micro CMS to store messages and make them available for retrieval. So that's the latest for me. TV boy.
K-A-J-O-N, K-J-B-D, he has finished.
Okay, Roger, yeah, thank you. And then would you put out a call to K-A-R-R-L? Thank you.
Okay, GBD will do. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. You're up for comment, sir.
Yeah, I hope you can read me. This is KEARRL. Nice weather today. The only real comments I have is that in addition to the hand test down in St. Joe County next weekend, there's also, I believe, WeatherNet spotter training at the Kalamazoo Red Cross Center. That's all I have for today. This is KEAR Over. Back to that.
KEADON, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot has concluded with comments. So back to you. This is KAJBD.
All right, Roger that. Thank you for the assist. This is KEADON for the Michigan Section ARPS team at VR Esquire with a roster. Is there anyone else who'd like to check in before we close? Any reason? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. We have 13 check-ins today with a runtime of 28 minutes. I will thank you all for checking in. I hope you have a good week ahead. Stay dry, stay out of the water, and stay safe. So this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, will be closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Carnet, returning this week of three normal amateur years. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, out.
QGR testing out. QGR for one more test on the KC8UM. Test out. Okay, you guys hear me? Over.
This is KS8, FOG, you're coming in loud and clear.
KS8, FQN, KS8, FQN, NABZR.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, test and repeater.
KEA-ZKP, KEA-ZKP, KI-4-HTA. KEA-DKP, KI-4-HTA, Kilo India 4, Hotel Tango Alpha to KEA-DKP.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Foxtrot, leave me Yankee. Kilo, Echo 8, Foxtrot, leave me Yankee. Monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KC8, Delta Zulu.
Connected to CMN Network.
Audio level is very low. W8KD.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.